Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Every Tuesday afternoon at this time, we learn how to live well from people who have mastered it. And a lot of them have been doing various different things, whether it's laughter, yoga, hill walking, cliff climbing, I should say, even trying to get our finances in order. We've been talking about loads of different ways to just make our life a little bit easier or enhance our life in some way. And today I'm chatting to professional Irish dancer Ruth Eva McKenna, who many of you might know from the Irish Dance Programme. Ruth Eva, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you, Andrea?
Not bad. First of all, you have set up a dance school, which is, I don't want to say for older people, but it's for those over the age of 18.
It is. I've set up a dance community, essentially. It's not really a school as such, as I don't compete in competitions with anyone. But this is for people who love Irish dance, who maybe have always wanted to try it, who want a hobby as an adult that isn't the gym or something like that. This is a place where adults can come back and enjoy Irish culture and build a community and adult friendships while having a bit of fun.
Yeah. Why focus it primarily on over 18s or adults?
I just felt that personally for myself, I noticed at the age of 18, there wasn't really any training for anyone who delved into Irish dancing, who loved it and loved that community and experience and even the exercise of it.
Yeah.
Past the age of 18, whenever you go to college, there isn't really anything to, you know, nourish that love of Irish dance. And I just felt that that was something that I wanted. So I had over the years thought that I wanted to create something for people like me who wanted to return to Irish dancing or just keep up Irish dance for fitness and for fun, even for friendships as an adult. So that's what helped me create it.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's not something you see too frequently, because there is always kind of the assumption that if you, and not just Irish dancing, by the way, but usually with any forms of dance, that it's primarily focused on younger ages, the younger age groups.
Yes, absolutely. And it definitely is under the age of 18, but I just found that a lot of people who may not have competed and who really enjoyed just the art of Irish dance had nothing past a certain point.
Yeah.
And that is what has enabled me to create the Irish Dance Programme.
So, what's demand like?
Oh my goodness, I could not believe the demand that I had for the Dublin classes. It was never my intention to run so many classes live and in person. It was actually supposed to be mostly online, where you could learn Irish dancing anywhere, in any country, anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
But I had such demand from the TikToks and YouTube, or not YouTube, Instagram videos that I was posting for classes in Dublin, that I had to run them. And some of the TikToks have just skyrocketed, and I just can't believe the numbers that have come through the door. Like, I've had to run three other classes. I only started with one, and I've had to actually run, I have three classes every single week running. So it has been amazing.
And is that primarily people older, you know, people coming back to dance, or is it people who are looking to learn for the first time?
So the classes that I run are beginners, intermediate and advanced. So the beginners class is for someone who has never tried Irish dancing, or maybe has tried Irish dancing for a couple of years as a child, but really doesn't have any knowledge on it, but would really like to try it for fun or just for the music, for a bit of crack. And that's for someone who's a complete beginner. After that, we have the intermediate, which is a class where you're not really sure where you stand with your standard or level in Irish dancing. By the way, this is no judgment, pure fun. At the start of every single class, I do say that to our dancers. I'm just saying that I'm not watching your technique. I'm not watching
Listen,
how you dance.
You're not training for the Worlds or River Dance. Like, this is like going to spin class.
Absolutely. Like, it's a bit of fun. And so the intermediate level is just for those who know how to do a little bit of a leap, a jump. They're 1-2-3s, but have maybe put on a pair of heavy shoes before.
Yeah,
I always
say
that. That's kind of for them. And then the advanced class is, I love this class because I get to actually teach little bits of performance there for dancers that may have competed for a couple of years, who may not have had the opportunity to get into Riverdance or a show like that. And we do a lot of performance in that class where we use our arms and do a little bit more intricate movements.
Yeah, so it's much more like, I suppose, the river dance or the Lord of the Dance steps
that
many of our listeners will know. How fit do you need to be?
For this class, I always say each of the classes, go at your own pace. You can go as hard or as lightly as you possibly want. It is completely up to you. You can take breaks. This is a class where I'm not here to judge your level of fitness. Mm. It's just for you to enjoy. If you want to sit down, you can sit down. You can push yourself as much as you want, just like going for a run. You can go as fast as you want or as slow as you want. It's totally up to you.
It is probably one of the most physically demanding exercises that I have ever done in my life. It's absolutely a full body. It is literally, quite literally a full body workout.
It really is. It's just super high intensity. I'm sure you know that, Andrea, yeah, yourself.
It's just absolutely exhausting. I had an opportunity to meet some of the gang and Amy May Dolan from Riverdance a number of weeks back. Yeah. And like even just taking myself through about 10 or 15 minutes of steps on the stage, I was wrecked, wrecked after
it's exhausting. Yeah. It's like doing a 5K sprint, but condensed into 3 minutes.
Cardiovascular,
that is
like you've never felt it before.
Oh,
I thought it was going to be a heart attack at one point. Like it's just so, so demanding. But that's the good part about it. Like it really is. But also absolutely. I'm just thinking too, because we often, Ruth, chat to people about how difficult it can be, particularly in, you know, city centre settings or in Dublin, even just to make friends. I don't mean meet people, but just to meet new friends and friend groups. And I suppose something like this, similar to some of the other soccer clubs and even last week we were talking to the Selbridge Boys Club, it just gives people an opportunity to actually meet new people.
To mingle. And you know what? It's actually nice because it's not through alcohol or through going out. And some people, I've noticed a pattern in younger people now. We're actually looking for more wellness. Running has exploded, as you probably have seen, a lot of run clubs around Dublin and even in London. And the dancers that do come to the classes, we all have a group chat on WhatsApp where we actually have a social night coming up on the 28th of July. So if anyone is interested in coming along to that, who is listening today, you might be able to meet with like-minded people. And if you want to try a class, you're more than welcome to. But they have formed such friendships together and it's really lovely to see that blossoming from, I actually only started this in April, from April until now.
It's a short period.
Yeah, yeah. It has been a short period. I can't, it's been a whirlwind. I didn't expect it to snowball as much as it has, but it has been incredible and I love the dancers that come to the class.
Do you see a resurgence or a new love for dance, even Irish dancing, in recent years?
In general?
Yeah.
I think so. I think that a lot of people are getting sick of the competitive scene. And even myself, I always say if I had children, I don't know, and don't hold me to this, but I would actually put them into the competitive scene, just because
it's a tough world.
It's a tough world. And I like how natural it is, how beautiful and natural Irish dance is. If you focus on the culture and the actual music, like Irish music, that is something that really appeals to people. And I do think that people are craving that homely, wholesome connection to Ireland nearly, and also dancing as a form of wellness. Not everyone likes to go to the gym or run or do something that doesn't involve music or the arts, so I think it's a nice way to tie in exercise, wellness and the arts.
I have threatened, like I always say it, I have been threatening for years to go back to Irish dancing for no other reason than just purely for the physical workout and the physical session of it, because it is quite that. Does it absolutely kill your soul when you're at a party or a wedding or a night out and people, you know, sort of fancy themselves as the next Michael Flatley or Gene Butler?
Not at all. It actually brings me so much joy. Like, I absolutely love it. I love when people have the confidence to get up and just do their thing. And I always say to them,
even if their thing is not all that accurate,
as long as they're bopping around to that music, then it's fine. I always say to the dancers, I'm like, now you have a new party piece to do. If you're at someone's birthday, go up and do that treble reel step that I showed you. Go on.
Listener here says, I danced when I was in primary school, but I was never good enough to win the competitions. And because of that, I ended up leaving it. So what actually, listening to this today really makes me want to take it back up again.
Oh my goodness. Honestly, you really, really should. There have been so many people that have walked through the door with kind of, maybe it's a little bit of trauma from that, but where they don't feel that they belong in the world of Irish dance. And a lot of people in their first class have come up to me and said, I actually feel really, really nervous and I don't know why, because it may be how intense it was for them when they did Irish dance.
It is a hugely intense world.
It's really, really
and
intense.
I know we've often had conversations on the show here where people are highly critical of the fact that there is a sort of a pageant element to it. Now, look, that was probably part of the fun of it that I loved, whether it's the fake tan, the wigs and the Elizabeth Arden Foundation plaster on your face at about 10 years of age. Yeah. But like that was nearly all part of the memory of it and the kind of the enjoyable part to it as well. I know there will be many people who have danced over the years and for which Irish dancing, it's so different to other sports, because unless you were exceptional and stuck at it, which many of us didn't when you kind of were going through your teens, like you have very few places to go when you become 17 or 18. Whereas I look at some of my friends who didn't dance but were involved in GAA and they went on to kind of become coaches. You know, it was a lot less rigorous. Like, there were just more opportunities.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's why I really, really felt this pull to create something, to build a community around Irish dance, where it actually just came back to, I was looking for something and I saw a gap when that wasn't filled for myself. And I thought, you know what, if I'm looking for this, I'm sure that there are other people that want this as well.
Well, I can tell you from the text today, there are listeners wondering, is it just for women?
It is not just for women. No. And I really want to stress that. We actually have a few men who are joining next month. But yes, it is for everybody, anyone, wherever you live, you can join in. And also, if you're not living in Dublin and you do want to join in on the Irish Dance Programme, you can follow the Instagram, the Irish Dance Programme, or go on the website. I will be launching online subscription and online classes very shortly.
Classes there.
So if you want to do that with a group of people, or just yourself to feel a little bit of Irish dance, then you can do that too.
Yeah, listener wondering, please tell us the name of the dance school again. The school is called The Irish Dance Programme.
The Irish Dance Programme. Yeah. But if you just look me up, my name is Ruth McKenna, or on Instagram, it's Ruth Eva McKenna. Ruth McKenna will get you me. Ruth Eva McKenna.
Yeah.
You'll find me. So if you just look up my name on Google,
you'll get
me.
The information. Yeah.
If you look up Ruth McKenna River Dance, you'll get me.
Simple as that. Because that is your background. You've danced, of course, with a lot of the troops over the years.
I have. I joined in 2015. I was only 18. My God, I was such a baby. But yes, I've danced for many years, and that's where I've gained all my experience and knowledge, I think.
So. Mike is wondering, do you need to bring a partner with you?
You do not, but you should bring one. That'd be great.
Yeah, why not?
Bring them along. It's actually more fun if you bring a little friend with you. So definitely do. Yeah.
Listen, Ruth, it's been lovely to chat to you today on the programme. Thanks a million for coming in. I think you've definitely given me the kick in the rear end and the inspiration that I need. So I've absolutely no excuse now. Ruth Eva McKenna from the Irish Dance Programme. If people want to get more details, you'll be able to find out about her Irish dancing classes for adults there. That's this week's How I Live Well.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.